Como un life matter y humo. Y lugar tan en amo. Vaya criticiza, vete bonita. Así.
It is an undertaking that I'm going to be involved on a permanent basis. I found that the scope for me to be doing this is very exciting in that I'm working with youngsters who need help. They're being a drug problem. Some of these youth are using drugs. So it takes Bronco and all these other funny substances. They also need mentoring in terms of financial management and also their own business management. So I share ideas with them and try and help shape their future and their lives.
Remember first time, yes, I can go over time. Go on, I can vote to criticize, but still check around, but I can sing it up. I'm about to do your man of a pastor. I see how we invite him, but it's a pastor. Go on, I can sing it up, but still, I can sing it up.
So your venturing into music was not prompted by the alleged factionalism in the ruling ZANU-PF party?
Oh, no, there's nothing implicit or explicit in the music that I'm singing, which has anything to do with that type of thing. And if you listen to Killer T, he also says I'm a group. I'm a full-fledged Zimbabwean, and that is my interest.
Dinim Darachas, Dilipa Mazoe, Nas Dilipa, what property?
Oh,
Nakilati.
You recorded two singles featuring Killer T, of course, and also Gaspy Warrior. When did you first do your recording?
The first recording we did it sometime last year. I did this with Gaspy Warrior. Both him and I were extremely impressed by the quality of the music that we produced. In the same year, around June, July, I had this collaboration with the man of the moment, Chairman Killer T. Unfortunately, all of us were very busy. I was in government then and also carrying out academic studies, and they were also very busy with the local and international shows. So when we found the space, July, August, we had the opportunity to complete our project.
So are we likely to see Honorable Chassis hitting the music scene with live shows?
Yes, definitely. There's no going back on this blessing. I spend most of my time with the youngsters in the ghetto, and I have the opportunity to impart ideas. But they are also my musical mentors. The plan is that by Christmas, we hit the market with a Stormy album that should hit the street. And as any musician would like to do, I will, of course, perform live shows locally. And the plan is that by mid-2016, we should be in our inaugural maiden tour, possibly in the UK, but we see a great market in South Africa, the United Kingdom, Australia, the United States, everywhere where our people have gone to, but we are going to spread the Zim dance or gospel to every corner of the world.
There was a rumor that at one time you actually absconded government duty and you went to attend a Thomas Mapfumo show in South Africa. Is this true?
No, I'm a very hardworking person, very loyal person, and I was very dedicated to my government responsibilities. The people who came up with that idea probably don't like him, Kanya. Unfortunately for me, I have no opportunity to not like him because he's my brother, and I'm a top fan of his. So that rumor was completely baseless. It was simply sensationalized for some ulterior purpose that I'm not aware of.
Zimbabwe,